Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we're stepping into one of the deepest truths about money and manifestation. You are not chasing overflow. You are the channel for it. This isn't about trying to get something out there. It's about anchoring into the identity of someone who already is the doorway through which abundance flows. The money isn't separate from you. The opportunity isn't separate from you. The overflow doesn't come to you. It comes through you. Let's root this episode in John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. This verse isn't talking about chasing water or earning water. It says rivers flow from within. You are the vessel, the channel. The moment I always return to, the anchor I've used again and again, happened right after I completed the due diligence to take a company public. The owners surprised me with a bonus and handed me a $50,000 check with my name on it. I can still see it. The crisp paper, the weight of it in my hand. I remember looking at it and feeling the collision of two worlds inside of me. The little girl who once wondered if she ever had enough, and the woman who had just been compensated in a way that proved she was operating at a whole new level. That check wasn't just money. It was an initiation, a marker, a mirror of the identity I was stepping into. And I've used that moment as an anchor ever since. In fact, during a retreat I hosted for my Club Level Access clients in Rehoboth Beach, I shared that story in vivid detail. I took them into the room with me, described the sights, the feelings, and the exact moment of holding that check so they could anchor it in themselves too. Because when you embody a moment like that, it becomes a doorway. And here's the contrast. If you ever read about lottery winners, you know the story. People with millions overnight, but because their inner identity hasn't expanded, they lose it all. Sometimes faster than they gained it. Money without identity doesn't stick. That $50,000 didn't make me who I am. It reflected who I had become. And now, just like I anchored that moment to call in multiple $50,000 clients, I'm anchoring it again as I step into this next level, building my billion-dollar portfolio. That memory is proof. If I could embody it then, I can embody it now. I am the channel for overflow. When I held that $50,000 check in my hand, it was more than a financial reward. It was a living demonstration of a spiritual principle. The Bible says in Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met, withal it shall be measured to you again. That check wasn't random. It was the running over measure of all of the diligence, integrity, and devotion I had already poured out. It was Source saying, daughter, you can trust the flow. You are not just working for the money. You are channeling overflow. But here's the key difference between the lottery winner who loses it all and the one who anchors overflow in their identity. Stewardship. The word tells us in Matthew 25:21, in the parable of the talents, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. See, the lottery gives sudden money without identity. But overflow comes when your inner world is aligned with the outer blessing, because you have been faithful with what seems small. Source can trust you with what is great. And for me, that $50,000 check was proof of identity, not just income. Proof that my source was with me. Proof that I was walking in the stewardship and devotion that makes me ready for more. That's why I can boldly declare now, if I could be trusted with $50,000 then, I can be trusted with a $1 billion portfolio today. Because it's not the check that defines me. It's the relationship with Source that sustains me. And that's why I am the channel for overflow. What I came to realize is this. The check wasn't the source. It was the symbol. The real source was the consciousness that I had already cultivated. Neville Goddard teaches that an assumption, though false, if persisted on, will harden into fact. That $50,000 wasn't the first moment of overflow. It was the physical outpicturing of an inner assumption I had been rehearsing and living into. I had already seen myself as worthy. I had already practiced the feeling of increase. The check just came to confirm what was already true in consciousness. Florence Govel Shin said, man can only receive what he sees himself receiving. When I held that check, I didn't just see $50,000. I saw a continuum. $50,000 clients, $500,000 contracts, $1 billion visions. The form changes, but the flow is eternal. And Catherine Ponder reminds us that prosperity is not about chasing. It's about radiating. She says, when you think and radiate substance, abundance, and prosperity, you magnetize them to you. That day, I magnetized what matched my inner vibration. Today, I continue to magnetize more by anchoring myself as the channel, not the chaser. So the lottery winner who loses it all, that's someone who received the symbol without anchoring the identity. They got the check without the consciousness. But when you anchor your identity as the channel for overflow, every outward blessing simply meets you where you already live inwardly. That's why today, as I expand into my $1 billion portfolio, I don't see myself as waiting on it. I see myself living in it now. Because overflow is not something I achieve, it's who I am. Take a quiet moment and place yourself back into a memory where you experienced overflow. It might not have been a $50,000 check. It could have been the first time you've paid off a big bill, received an unexpected check in the mail, got that promotion, or even walked into a home that felt bigger than anything you thought you could have at the time. Number one, revisit the scene. Where were you? Who was with you? Or were you alone? What did the air feel like, smell like, sound like in that moment? Number two, feel the energy. How did your body react? Did your heart race? Or did you feel a sense of calm? What thoughts immediately tried to enter? Excitement, fear, disbelief? Number three, anchor the identity. If that moment was evidence of who you truly are, what does it say about you? Write a sentence beginning with, "This moment showed me that I am," fill in the blanks, and finish it in as many ways as you can. Number 4, expand the flow. Close your eyes and magnify that moment. If that check was $50,000, imagine it as $500,000. If it was a $5,000 surprise, imagine it as $50,000. Stretch it until your nervous system starts to say, "Yes, this could be mine." Number 5, here's a journal prompt. "The last time I felt true overflow, I knew that," fill in the blanks. "The next level of overflow meeting me now is," fill in the blanks. "When I think of myself as a channel for abundance, I see myself," fill in the blanks. Remember, the point is not to chase a number, but to anchor a state of being. The more vividly you can relive and expand that state, the more your outer world has no choice but to match it. So let's speak these affirmations, either out loud or in your heart. Let them become a rhythm in your spirit. I am the open channel through which abundance flows. Money moves easily towards me because I am safe to receive. Overflow is my natural state, not an exception. Every blessing with my name on it finds me in perfect timing. I expand my capacity to hold more, knowing source is limitless. I embody wealth, love, and safety within myself. I am the evidence of abundance in motion. Now close your eyes. Place one hand on your heart and one on your belly. Take a slow, deep breath in. Hold it, and then exhale fully. Now imagine yourself holding that check, that promotion letter, that transfer notification, whatever symbol of overflow resonates most with you. See the number written clearly. Let your eyes trace it. Notice your body. Does your chest lift? Do your hands tremble? Allow the sensation. Breathe into it. Now imagine that number multiplying by 10. If it was 50,000, see 500,000. If it was 5,000, see 50,000. Feel your body adjust to it. See yourself smiling, grounded, secure. Whisper to yourself, "This too is mine." Now expand further. Instead of one check or one moment, see a flow, like a stream, like golden light. Money is moving towards you, consistent, reliable, unstoppable. It doesn't come once and disappear. It's a channel, and you are the channel. Breathe into this reality. Anchor it by saying, "I am the channel for overflow. I trust the flow. I expand with the flow." Rest in this feeling a little longer. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes, carrying the identity with you. Now take another deep breath in through your nose, hold it, and then let it go. Today, we anchored in the truth that you are not waiting for overflow. It is already moving through you. You are the channel, the current, the evidence that source delights in expanding. Never forget, the numbers, the checks, the opportunities. They're symbols. What matters is who you are becoming as you receive them. And the identity you choose today is what multiplies tomorrow. So when you feel the urge to shrink or doubt, come back to this truth. You are the channel. Overflow is safe with you. Overflow trusts you. Overflow belongs to you. And as always, thank you for listening to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I'll leave you with this reminder. I know who I play for. And if today's message steered something in you, come join our community at happyhealthywholerich.com. It's where we go deeper together in anchoring the practices, the mindset, and the daily rhythms of overflow. You don't have to walk this journey alone. We are building it in community. Until next time. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.